ever. Press TV's Nargis Mubalighi assesses this year's media frenzy and the twists and turns along the way.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is back in Tehran after his week-long visit to New York for the UN General Assembly. His trip never fails to cause a stir. Intense media coverage that almost always creates controversy.
That some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East.
This year, these were the comments that caused Western political and media outcry. Ahmadinejad also went on a media assault, giving interviews to many major U.S. journalists and news channels. This year, even Western journalists had to admit he was a tough interview.
This is my fifth interview with President Ahmadinejad. It is not an easy interview, and sometimes the questions are more important than the answers.
He's very clever. I think people who think that he's some kind of a mad mullah really misunderstand
him.
He's
not crazy.
Yeah, and you've had him many times, so you've seen that. First of all, he's not a mullah. He's actually an academic, and he's very smart.
With the international media, we have to say it's been Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stealing the show.
It seems Obama was on the counterattack, too. He gave an interview to state-run BBC Persian.
And it just shows once again sort of the difference between how the Iranian leadership and this regime operates and how I think the vast majority of the Iranian people who are respectful and thoughtful think about these issues.
We've come down to the Iranian parliament, the Majlis, where inside MPs are busy debating the matters of the day. But what we really want to know is, what did Iranian MPs make of President Ahmadinejad's visit to New York?
Dr. Ahmadinejad's trip to New York always creates a lot of noise. The revolutionary stances that he takes are not favorable for countries like the US and UK, whose delegates left the hall during his speech. It shows they are worried.
He tried to make the best use of the media environment to present Iranian-related issues. Sometimes in the U.S. media, you only get a few aspects of an issue covered, and only from one viewpoint. Bringing new ideas to the forefront can help solve problems.
We had information that before the president's trip, the Americans had sat down with their psychologists, sociologists, and media experts to pinpoint what they saw as his weak points. They raised over 8 questions that they presumed President Ahmadinejad would be weak in. They told their media, don't talk to him, but if you do, use these questions.
But of course, like in any parliament across the world, not everyone agrees.
Our president must be a defender of our national interests. Some of the issues that he raised at the UN, like September 11th, were not in line with our national interests.
The whirlwind trip is now over for another year at least, but whereas American journalists had a no-holds-barred opportunity to interview the Iranian president, Iranian journalists didn't have that privilege. President Obama, like his predecessor, won't give interviews to the Iranian press. Nargis Mubalighi, Press TV, Tehran.